Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, along with Inavis Cruz.
Hi, glad that you could join us.
Today we'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba.
We'll be right back.
More than 20 groups and singers will perform at the second Varadero Josone Rumba, Jazz and Son Festival from August the 22nd to the 25th, this according to the Ministries of Culture and Tourism. In the first edition last year, one of the highlights was the debut in Cuba of Puerto Rican Gilberto Santa Rosa. Isaac Delgado, founder and honorary president of the festival, recalled at a recent press conference, quote, "We wanted to have the presence of an artist like him, and we brought him from Puerto Rico." Delgado said that this edition will field 26 concerts in 4 days, from 9 at night until 4 in the morning.
Delgado went on, "It is a very strong artistic event, and I don't think there are many festivals in the world with that many prominent musicians. There are also notable foreign artists such as the Peruvian Eva Ayllón, known as Reina del Landó, and several times nominated for the Latin Grammy. The Quinteros Latin Jazz Project, led by Venezuelans Luis and Roberto Quintero, the latter winner of many Grammys, and the band Gwidi Braima and the Hands of Time from Ghana, and considered the new face of African percussion. The event emphasizes genres such as rumba, jazz, and son, and will bring together a cartel of Cuban orchestras and soloists of high-caliber salsa, such as Isaac Delgado himself, the mythical Ban Ban, the composer Adalberto Álvarez y su son, Pupi y los que son son, Alain Pérez, and Alexander Abreu y Habana de Primera, among others."
Chinese audiovisual directors and screenwriters have launched their first film festival in Cuba in Havana. La Rampa Cinema and Multicine Infante will screen the films until August the 18th. For the first edition of the event, a delegation from the Chinese Film Association have travelled to Cuba, to the Cuban capital, plus members of the Chinese literary and artistic world. The festival was inaugurated with the screening of Beijing Family, a 2014 comedy that, according to its director, Chen Gang, addressed a new theme for the cinema of his country as he talks about a traditional Chinese family and its relationship with a young Colombian, and that revolutionizes everyone's life in the house.
Director San Jibai will screen I Belong to You, a blockbuster feature film in Asia dealing with the hopes for love of three types of young people. China produces more than 1,000 films a year, and for this first festival, the Film Association are presenting themes that reflect the traditional culture but also the social reality of the present.
At 10 o'clock on Wednesday the 14th, today, the Children's Cantoria of the Cuban Art Factory, directed by Claudia Portuondo, presented a tribute for the 93rd anniversary of the birth of Commander Fidel Castro at the Jose Martí Memorial in Revolution Square. Created in August 2014, the choir is based in the cultural complex on the 26th and at the corner of 11, which takes its name, and is made up of children of both sexes between 7 and 14 years of age, and is directed, as we said, by Claudia Portuondo.
Its fundamental purposes are the assembly of works for choir that includes both works of the universal classical repertoire and adaptations of the most varied contemporary styles and genres. At the same time, it motivates the cultural development of the area through choral singing and falls into the category of community projection. As part of the actions planned by the Cuban Art Factory, all of its children's projects participate on the first Sunday of each month in activities aimed at children in the community.
Cienfuegos is a popular destination for tourists in Cuba, and it is the capital of the province of the same name. Its main objective is the development of visual art in the territory. It's located in the Bay of Cienfuegos on the southern coast of Cuba and is most famous for its colonial-era buildings. In the central square, Parque José Martí, is the famous Tomás Terry Theatre, which is decorated with gold leaf mosaics and ceiling frescoes. Nearby, the Provincial Museum explores the colonial history of the city, and the Arc de Triomphe commemorates the independence of Cuba. Several ferries cross the bay towards the castle of Jawa, an 18th century fortress.
The next month of October, between 16 and 19, the 6th edition of the Visuarte 2019 international event will take place in Cienfuegos itself. Organizers reported to the press that the annual event is intended to reveal how much is happening in current artistic expression, as well as being a step toward rethinking and influencing the immediate future to creating a dialogue between art and everyday life, especially in its interactive relationship with the city and its inhabitants.
According to the call to participate in the contest, works will be accepted in all manifestations of visual arts: painting, sculpture, engraving, photography, digital art, graphic humor, installation, video art, and performance, which must have been created between 2016 and 2019 and who have not participated in previous competitions. The admission period expires August 23.
The Visuarte Grand Prix or Grand Prize 2019 consists on 7,000 pesos national currency. Similarly, there will be two other prizes in the same category of 4,000 pesos each.
And that's it from us for today at the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.
And in Elvis Cruz, till the next time.